decoding enemy transmissions
so you get the truth. It's the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
So I was going to air a John Baum report breaking down the madness of Eric Swalwell, showing the Democrats true colors, saying, oh, if you don't turn your guns in, we'll just nuke you. The very epitome of come and take it. But just now, in Portland, Oregon, some lunatic fringe Antifa communist street thug can be seen and observed spitting, throwing punches before getting arrested. Now, this is all going on at a Him Too protest or a Him Too rally in response to the Me Too movement, where men are being accused that are innocent and their lives are being destroyed. Just look at Brett Kavanaugh, or the attempt to destroy Brett Kavanaugh. And so anytime, if you're a conservative and you want to have an event, these crazies show up and get in your face and spit and get violent. So let's go to the shocking footage now. Go ahead and roll the Antifa goblin, the Antifa communist goblin, spitting and throwing punches before getting arrested. Folks, meth is a hell of a drug. Okay, so that's Tiny. You know, I'm actually glad to see that Tiny's not getting in a fight this time, because Tiny's temper sometimes can be a little short. But out here, he's actually maintaining his calm here as this woman is spitting at him, getting in his face, flicking him off, punching him. And this is a big dude. Tiny's a big dude. He's about 6'4", 6'5", probably like 260. You know, he's no joke. And so these little twig-armed Antifa with their face covered, I mean, jeez. Like, don't you know what happens when you grab a tiger by the tail? So there's the spit right in the face. Sorry, we can't air this audio, folks. We were unable to censor it. We just got this in, so I'm just doing commentary over it. I mean, can you just... And now she's throwing punches. I mean, this is just a crazed lunatic. This is just a person that belongs in a mental asylum. But this is what the left has done to the education. This is what the leftist brainwashing does to people. This is what you get right here. This woman right here is a New World Order stooge. This is what the left wants to turn humans into. A bunch of pink-haired, bug-eyed meth heads that have a chip on their shoulder because they never made it in life, so they blame the world. Here's more of them getting violent, starting fights. Again, they all have their faces covered, clad in black, hoodies on, black jackets, helmets, billy clubs, cursing, shouting, the vitriol just foaming at the mouth. And so this is what you get. In fact, and now pull this one up, guys, too. We're literally pulling all these videos in just right now before the show. Some other Antifa guy was mooning a police officer, dropped trowel, and was shaking his or her ass in front of a police officer. Now, I'm sorry, but if I'm walking down the streets of Austin, Texas, and I see a police officer, and I decide I'm going to pull my pants down and show them my bare ass, I deserve to get that bare ass kicked. But if you're some radical leftist and you're protesting the police and you drop trowel and bend over and, I mean, you know, give them the full spread right in front of a police officer, that's okay. Look at that. And you know what? Don't look at that, but seriously. Think about this. So this is now what we have going on. Because the left, because these liberals are actually, I'm not trying to be rude here, folks. I mean, I know these are mentally retarded people. So we're not allowed to punish them. We're not allowed to arrest them. We're not allowed to call them out on anything. They just get to run around acting like idiots all day and destroying our country. That's what we get now. 2018, and we are live from the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. And I'm sorry for the footage that we had to air in the first segment of Antifa spitting at people. I mean, these people are just mentally deranged, brainwashed leftists, mooning police officers, spitting at people. I mean, this type of behavior should never be allowed in a society. But why do they get away with it? Because we all know that these people are mentally deranged. They're mentally ill people. So we let them do their thing, moon police, jump around, hop around like a bunch of meth heads, get violent, spit on people because, you know, it's like the old thing from Gilbert Grape. If you've never seen Gilbert Grape, you don't hit Arnie. You know, you just don't do it. Arnie gets out of control. Arnie smashes his head in the cake that took all day to get, and Arnie runs around and punches people, but you don't do anything to Arnie because he's mentally ill. That's what these people are. But I'm going to digress from that because there's a bunch of news I want to cover today. My co-host Roger Stone is with me here in the first hour today, and we're going to take your phone calls in the first hour. I'm going to be taking phone calls all day, in fact, because here's the deal. I've decided to be a nice guy, just like Alex, and give the crew the rest of the week off. So we're going to be re-airing the best of, some reruns and some special reports, some exclusive stuff for the rest of this week for the regular air times of David Knight's show, Alex Jones' show, and The War Room, myself and Roger Stone. Now, I'd stay tuned to InfoWars.com because I'm sure there's going to be live updates and Alex is going to want to do some stuff. But for the live, regularly scheduled programming, we're going to be doing best of reruns and new exclusive special reports for the rest of the week. So because of that, I want to be taking your phone calls all day. So I am going to get through this news and I got a ton of video clips. But we're going to be taking a lot of calls, including with Roger Stone in this hour. Savannah Hernandez is going to join me in the second hour. She went out to San Diego to report on the migrant caravan, and she just received so much love. I mean, it's like you're not even going to believe all the love that she received out there, for being a brown-skinned woman. So it's just great to see the camaraderie of the left down there at the border, so we'll talk about that. But first, I want to talk to Roger Stone before we open up the phone lines about the censorship issue, because Roger, I have a new theory, and while I'm not disagreeing with your commentary on the censorship really impacting the elections and that being a big angle of the censorship, but I think we were looking a little more short-term and not at the long-term, Roger, because let me explain something. What I've realized recently, really just over this weekend, is that the social media ban impacts us specifically with a young audience, specifically with new young audience members that spend a lot of their day on social media. And they're looking for content. They're looking for something to get interested in, something that intrigues them. So naturally, Alex Jones or InfoWars is going to be something that piques a lot of young people's interest. So you remove us from these platforms, and now all of a sudden we can't expand our audience base and we can't reach the young people. But guess who is reaching the young people on a regular basis? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because this is a woman who's now race baiting every day on social media. This is a woman who talks about how great socialism all day on her social media. And she's now reaching that youth audience. She basically has a total stranglehold on that social media audience. And conservatives, quite frankly, are amplifying her message. So what you have is a bunch of embattled, indebted, indoctrinated youth that have been programmed for Ocasio-Cortez's message. So now it's being force-fed the message that they've been programmed waiting to hear, and now they're getting it on social media. And they know subconsciously, the youth knows that they're getting their future stolen from them. They don't understand it. They can't quite put their finger on it, but they know it's going on. So instead of getting the truth and the renaissance and the great awakening and the revolution from InfoWars and Alex Jones, they get socialism, they get poverty, they get destruction, they get lies, they get propaganda from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So now you have all the new audience and all the youth seeing Cortez and not Jones. So you get socialism, communism, poverty, destruction, propaganda, lies, deception versus renaissance, the Great Awakening, American Revolution, freedom, prosperity, having a future. So I think that in the long-term process, Roger, while in the short term, stealing elections and you know, keeping Republicans down and conservatives down is a nice thing in the short term. I think in the long term on social media, they want to make sure that anything that's free market, capitalism, Americana, like Alex Jones, InfoWars, Roger Stone, Owen Schroer, David Knight, is snuffed out, and that they only get the communist propaganda that they were programmed in the schools waiting to receive from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So, Roger, your comments on that before we open up the phone lines.
Well, she's quite obviously an intellectual giant. She seems to think that money grows on trees. She says, if that's not true, why do banks have branches? She couldn't even explain socialism to you, ironically. She thinks she is one, but she doesn't really know what it is. And I must tell you, having a sit-in at Speaker Pelosi's or Speaker-elect Pelosi's office is not going to endear her to her fellow Democrats. The fact that she was able to win a Democratic primary against the Queens County Democratic chairman and a veteran establishment machine Democrat really shows you the direction the Democratic Party is headed. Eventually, you will have an entire house full of Cortez, of Ocasio-Cortezes. And that's a comedy act. That is nothing more than a comedy act. I don't think there's anything more important, Owen, than a free, open, and accessible internet. The conservative movement of today, the pro-freedom movement in which Alex Jones has been a real leader, could not have succeeded in 2016 without it, which is why they are so desperate to shut it down, to return to the days when only ABC and NBC and CBS and CNN and MSNBC and, yes, sadly, Fox had a voice. They want to return to those days. If they succeed in doing so, this country's over.
Well, and that's why free speech is the First Amendment, because people that wrote the Bill of Rights and the Constitution understood that that's exactly it. If you end free speech, you can then end America. And it's just ridiculous to me, Roger. You have all these people celebrating, oh, Jim Acosta gets his press credential back. Oh, it's so beautiful. But, you know, a victory for free speech, but InfoWars is still censored. You have Jim Carrey, who just did his latest artwork, which is actually funny. I agree with his latest one. He's basically, he did some ugly depiction of Sheryl Sandberg saying everybody should start boycotting Facebook, get rid of Facebook. I agree with him on that. But it's like, hey, Jim, you realize that Facebook has been engaging in these tactics and censorship and stock shorting and all this stuff for years, Jim. This isn't new news, Jim. Maybe you, if you would have listened to InfoWars, if we weren't banned, you would have heard us, Jim. But we're going to get to all that, but we're going to take phone calls with Roger Stone on the other side. So I'm going to give out the phone line right now. 888-201-2244. Your questions, comments for Roger Stone, myself here on this special Monday broadcast before Thanksgiving, and we give the crew some much-needed time off. Now, I implore you to take advantage of these incredible specials at InfoWarsStore.com. I was just handed the Black Friday InfoWars store sale specials here, and this is ridiculous. Is this only for Black Friday, or is this live right now? This has to be. This is live right now. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I assume this was just for Black Friday. So we're running the Black Friday special all week. Okay. 50% off all InfoWars Live supplements. 50% off all InfoWars Live supplements. Folks, that's everything. That's the Survival Shield X3. That's the bodies. That's the Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The Happies. The Knockout Sleep Aid. The Vitamin B12. The Winter Sun. That's all of it. 50% off storable food, plus free shipping store-wide. That's huge savings. You can't find a better deal on a water filtration system right now than you can at InfoWarsStore.com. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System, 50% off. This is ridiculous. The whole site is like marked down 50%. This is the Black Friday specials. Take advantage. Get your Christmas shopping done at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
are about to go to your phone calls here with Roger Stone. We've got George, Brian, Pastor Sam. The list goes on and on. We're going to take all your calls here. I do want to ask Roger one question before we start taking calls, though. So you've already made your stance clear on this, Roger, and I tend to agree with you, but I wanted to kind of get your opinion on what's going on behind the scenes here. Politico has this today. Pelosi's bid for speaker imperiled as public opposition grows. 16 Democrats vowed today to oppose Nancy Pelosi for speaker on the House floor. And she's obviously gotten some flack from Cortez, who even engaged in a protest outside of her office last week. But Roger, I think that these young Democrats are missing the picture here. I don't think they're understanding this. Pelosi's the big boss. Pelosi's the criminal in chief here. You don't knock a big corrupt Democrat like Pelosi off from the gavel just by some movement, you think, or 16 Democrats. I mean, Pelosi's the big mafia boss here, Roger. I don't think that she's getting removed from that seat. Do you?
I think it'll be very difficult to dislodge her because she does have a stranglehold on the corporate money that is financing the Democratic Party. And she's a wholly owned subsidiary of George Soros and a number of others who came in with heavy dollars for her new majority. What you have here is a schism between the left and the extreme left. The sad part is that over time, the socialist caucus within the Democratic Party caucus is only going to grow. Look, I'm not an expert on the internal vote counting inside the Democratic House caucus. I do know that Pelosi moved very aggressively to make sure that Adam Schiff did not become a U.S. senator, that the deal was cut for Dianne Feinstein to step aside and to endorse Adam Schiff for that seat, that when the Senate leader Tony DeLeon decided to challenge Feinstein refused to make it appear that, Kevin DeLeon had driven her from the race, which destroyed Adam Schiff's chances of becoming a U.S. senator, and that there's a great deal of fratricide within the California Democratic Party, never mind the House Democratic Caucus. If I had to guess, I believe Nancy Pelosi will hold on, which, if you're a Republican, is probably the best thing. Now, I reported here on InfoWars that Ted Deutch, a virulent critic of the Second Amendment, a man who also hates the First Amendment, who would snuff our free speech rights here at InfoWars, was weighing a challenge to Pelosi. Unfortunately, a team of doctors have determined that Ted Deutch is a man who was born without testicles, and therefore he isn't going to make the race because he doesn't have what my relatives would call the cojones to make it. Whether anybody else steps forward rather than this scraggly bearded weirdo to challenge Pelosi, well, that remains to be seen.
So big criminal mafia boss Nancy Pelosi will probably maintain the gavel. That's my prediction, and I think Roger's as well. All right, let's take some of your phone calls for Roger Stone here on The War Room. We've got Josh calling in from Florida. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? Coming at you from Hollywood, Florida. Just riding my bike down here. I want to talk to you great men in the arena about ballot initiatives. Guys know John Morgan. He has the he had the medical marijuana a couple of years ago. We worked on that. We just recently reinstated the right to vote for 1.7 million felons, which is amazing. And
well, the Democrats love to send those ballots to all the jail cells where they're all locked up, like they got the mass shooter down there to vote Democrat this year. So that's nice.
They do. They do. You know, you got felons like me. They're, you know, hardcore patriots, and I think that. I'd like to think we make at least.
See,
half
and
of
you know
population.
What? This is actually a good issue that I'd like to hear Roger weigh in on, because I'm not necessarily against that legislation to allow felons to vote. But my guess is that you actually went through the rigmarole of becoming a voter, correct?
I actually did. I mean, I'm out of Michigan. The law in Florida didn't apply to me. You had.
My point is, though, Josh, is that the Democrats wanted that legislation so that they could literally go around to jail cells and get as many registered voters as possible. That's my point. So I'm not saying that I don't want you to vote or any necessarily felon to vote. I'm saying the Democrats, it's another tactic they use to get more votes. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know how much the ACLU was behind it because it was largely grassroots. You had a guy named Desmond Mee who was heading this up. And from my perception, it was largely grassroots. The guy was a prisoner. He got out. He went through law school, college, and, you know, he couldn't do a lot of things because of his felon status. And, you know, he made a really large effort in the past. And we helped get it on the ballot. But what I wanted to talk to you guys about mainly is getting issues on the ballot to make it so that these guys can't steal our elections no more. Namely, making it law that you have to be a U.S. citizen and have to show proper ID before you can vote. That's what I do for a living. 1 million signatures, I got it. That's what we want to do.
Roger?
Well, first of all, I think John Morgan is one of the greatest men I've ever met. We have a number of philosophical disagreements, but you would not have medicinal marijuana as an alternative to opioids in the state of Florida without the courage and the persistence of John Morgan. So I admire him. He had to take it twice. He had to take his constitutional amendment to the voters twice. He very narrowly missed the first time. He came back and corrected the flaws in his campaign the second time. And therefore, by constitutional amendment, we now have medicinal marijuana as an alternative for veterans, as an alternative to people who are ill. And now he seeks to put recreational marijuana on the ballot. I say let the people decide. I also voted in favor or supported the initiative to restore the rights of convicted felons to vote. I believe that when you've done the crime and you've done the time, that you should have your rights restored. I just think that's fundamental fairness. But let's speak to your question, because I could not agree more. If you need a voter, if you need an ID to get on an airplane, if you need an ID to buy a pack of cigarettes, then yes, you should require a picture ID to vote. It is not racist. People who say that that's racist are idiotic. There's nothing racist about it. The state will give you a free vote, a free picture ID if you don't qualify for a driver's license. There's nothing racist about it. All you have to do is have the gumption and the energy to go get your official state ID. Yes. Every state, or even federally, should require a picture ID in order to vote. It would cut down on voter fraud very, very substantially. So I wish you luck in your endeavor. I hope you can get the signatures you need to put it on the ballot. You're just up the road here in Hollywood. Let me know how I can help.
There you go, Josh. So he calls into the war room today. He's got a ballot initiative. He's got a million signatures. He's got Roger Stone's ear. That's what the war room is all about. You know what? I actually need to make a big announcement about the InfoWars Army and InfoWarsArmy.com on the other side, because I think you're going to like this. This is a request I've had quite a few times.
The war room. InfoWars.com/show.
The left promises to launch a communist revolution. We promise to stand in their way. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
All right, Roger, you know, enough. I get it. I owe you a tomahawk steak. The Democrats stole the House. You don't have to badger me every break. Every break, Roger's asking me, when am I going to get my tomahawk steak you owe me? The Democrats took the House. They stole it, just like I predicted. Well, all right, Roger. So anyway, that's just a little behind the scenes during the break. You're going to get your...
In the words of Soupy Sales, lies, all lies.
He's haranguing me in the breaks for this steak, folks. I don't know. There must not be any good steak down in Florida. All right, hey, before we get back to the phone calls with Roger Stone here, I want to make a big announcement. Now, A lot of people, when I do InfoWars Army events, whether it's a bridge sign hold event or a sporting event, we get people on that get their signs on Monday Night Football, or you've got other sporting events coming up that people may try to get their signs on, or you get a free Alex Jones t-shirt on a Trump rally, stuff like that. We bring you on air. I talk to you people. And you know what? I don't even have enough time. I wish there were more hours in the day to talk to all the just amazing people I've met over the last 3 years. Just incredible people. And it's just, I've met so many people, and I just, you're all amazing. And one of the biggest requests I get is to create some sort of chat board or forum so that people can communicate with one another and organize individually in their own areas. You know, I'm here in Austin. I've kind of got a good group of people here in Austin. I know they're going to come out and do an event with me, but there's people in Seattle, there's people in Denver, there's people in Florida, and they don't really have the ability that I have here to come on air, make out, you know, a call to action and have 10, 20 people show up. So at InfoWarsArmy.com, we have just announced and created InfoComs. So you go to InfoWarsArmy.com, you scroll down a little bit, and then look for the link that says InfoComs. Now you click Visit InfoComs, the little box there. And that takes you to our brand new InfoWars discussion board, chat board forum. Now, this just got activated today. Patriots and InfoWarriors are already on there organizing, putting out where they're located. So this is how you can start to organize things in your area and do it all kind of in-house yourself so that I'm not trying to organize an event in Seattle and Florida and New York, what have you, Chicago. You guys can do that. And it's already happening. You go to InfoWarsArmy.com and click the InfoComs link. Visit InfoComs. So that is just up. Looking forward to being a part of that myself, communicating with you. Sign up. You get an email from me once a week. I give you updates, calls to action, etc. Sent the first email out today. So that is now in full motion. Okay. Roger Stone is on air thinking about a big, juicy tomahawk steak. And we've got George calling in from New Mexico. Go ahead, George. You're on air with Roger Stone.
Hey, Owen. Hey, Roger. I hope you guys are having a good day, man. Thanks for letting me get on. I wanted to talk about real quick what you guys think about the recent news of the House Republicans getting ready to subpoena James Comey and Loretta Lynch now at the end of the year while they still can.
Hold that thought, George. Let's get Roger's take on that. Roger, I believe they announced that it was either last Thursday or Friday. It didn't really make many headlines. And to me, it's just kind of the same old Roger. We hear about this stuff. You know, we know about Hillary's illegality and just nothing ever comes of it. Is this going to be any different, Roger?
Well, also, there was a terrific story today in which Devin Nunes, the courageous chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, called again for not only the release of the FISA warrant applications regarding Carter Page, but what he says are three other buckets of information that prove that the Obama Justice Department and the Obama FBI were playing keep away to keep the proof that they cheated the system and unconstitutionally used the surveillance capability of the state against Donald Trump's campaign. Now, if we had some courageous members of the Senate, perhaps, and even Lindsey Graham, the incoming chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, there's other ways to get to this information. For anybody to think that we are going to have one set of rules for Democrats, another set of rules for the Republicans, you are inviting a revolution. We have to have equal protection for all people, and we need to have full transparency. Why is Robert Mueller so uninterested in the crimes of Bill and Hillary Clinton? So interested in the crimes of the Obama administration? I'm sorry. Uranium One is an open and shut case. It is the largest treasonous financial crime in American history. A first-year law student could get a conviction in that crime. But the special counsel and the Justice Department under Rod Rattenstein seem to have no interest in those crimes whatsoever. I watched a great back and forth last night between Congressman Bob Goodlatte and that little weasel Rosenstein. That man needs to be brought to justice one way or another. And Reince Priebus, the reformer Republican national chairman, needs to be held to account. Why did you recommend Rosenstein? Why did you push him for a job? Why should anybody give you the time of day given that record?
Yeah, Reince Priebus seems to be one of the scum. Yeah,
scum.
One of the Republicans that was undermining Trump. I'm sorry, what was he, Roger?
Scum. Okay. There's no other way to explain it.
I just wanted to make sure we hear that.
A rat
Rosenstein. And also, it's worth mentioning, the reason why Nunes is such an interesting case study here, Roger, is because when all of this started, Nunes, I don't know if I want to say bought into the Russian collusion narrative, but he was kind of neutral on the thing and said, hey, wait a second, let's get down to the bottom. So Nunes actually went into this with an inquiring, open mind to try to figure out what was going on. And as soon as he figured out that the whole thing was fake, it was all based on paid-for opposition research, fake documents started up at the Obama campaign to spy, that's when Nunes all of a sudden became super Nunes and kicked into high gear and realized there was treason going on. George, anything else?
Owen, what I want to know is, like, so when is Robert Mueller going to wrap up already? I mean, it's just like Roger was saying, it's like this rogue, unaccounted, who has the authority?
I think I have the answer for you, George. I think I have the answer for you. Never. This prosecution, which is all it is, looking for anybody to bring down, will never, ever, ever stop until Trump stops it, period. Or Whitaker stops it. I don't think it'll ever stop. They'll say, oh, final report. Oh, Mueller's ready to stop. And then the next month it'll be, oh, it's going to go on for another year. What do you think, Roger?
I tend to agree with you, but let's not be sanguine about this. The goal is the removal of Donald Trump. Anyone who doesn't see that is not reading the tea leaves. The House Democrats have announced 85 new investigations into Trump. The government does not have the authority to indict Trump for a sitting crime while he's president. Consequently, these can only have one purpose, impeachment and removal. It's not 1974. That's not happening. You want a revolution? You will get one. You cannot dummy up some phony impeachment. There are no grounds. There is no Russian collusion. You've proven no crime by this president. You're just trying to undo the last election. It's not going to happen. Mark my words.
All right, George. Thank you so much for the call. All right, we're about to go to break here. Roger Stone is with us for, is it just one more segment left with Roger? Boy, time is flying here on this Monday. So we'll take a couple more phone calls with Roger Stone on the other side. But Roger, look out. Because one of our favorites, Eric Swallowswell, says he's going to nuke you if you don't turn your guns in. So you better turn those guns in, Roger.
Yeah. I'm scared.
Eric Swallowswell.
One doobie too many, if you ask me. The dumb surfer boy who would be president. Wow.
You got him. You got Adam Schiff. The piece of Schiff. I'm saying Schiff, not what President Trump called him, which is the actual curse word. Yeah, he's a piece of work, all right.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
One last segment here with Roger Stone, and then we say happy Thanksgiving to Roger, and we wish him well to spend the holiday with his great family. We're going to squeeze in some phone calls, though, here before Roger departs, and we got a lot of callers, so please be patient with me today. As I'm going to try to get to as many as possible, and I hope not to have too many of you holding for too long, but just be patient with me today because we're going to take a bunch of calls. But right now, we've got Brian lined up in Washington. Brian, you're on the air with Roger Stone. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you. So I have some important information. New Mexico border, Trump can't send military down there because we're in a small martial law, and the people that are running New Mexico are not allowing him to bring military on the border. So we need military trained, boots on the ground, our able bodies, anybody who can get down there. I have a number to contact Johnny, and it's 505-334-2444.
All right, well, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Brian. We can't give out phone numbers like that. I mean, if you can... We can't have people giving out people's phone numbers unless you can clarify that with some affiliation. If you want to send us a link or something, that'd be fine. In fact, guys, just put Brian on hold. And if there is something like that, Brian, that you want us to link to, what's that? Okay. All right. That's fine. Yeah. So it's just I don't want to give out somebody's private number like that without verifying that that's the actual deal. So, Brian, just hold with us and we can coordinate that. In the meantime, though, let's jump to James in North Carolina with a question for Roger. Go ahead, James.
Yeah. I just was wondering, Roger, how it feels to be under persecution just for having a huge effect in slaying Hillary Clinton.
Roger, sorry, James, your connection was a little weak there, but Roger, James wants to know, what does it feel like to be a political prisoner for just being an American patriot?
Well, you know, I've been under 3 years of government surveillance. It's really quite outrageous, and it's very expensive to wake up every day and read fake news stories about your impending arrest when you know in your heart you have broken no law. No, my crime is very clear. I supported Donald Trump for president, and I helped defeat Hillary Clinton. There is no evidence of Russian collusion or WikiLeaks collaboration, or they had any advance notice of the source or content of John Podesta's emails. I'm tired of reading it. I'm tired of reading it at Vanity Fair. I'm tired of reading it at The Daily Beast. I'm tired of hearing on MSNBC. I have retained one of the finest defamation lawyers in the country, and there will be repercussions. There will be some of these smart-ass mainstream media talking heads who I'm going to sue the living daylights out of, because I don't fear discovery, because there is nothing to find. I have been systematically smeared. The real problem is the one for my family, for my children, for my grandchildren, for my wife, for the necessary pressure that it has put on them through this process. Look at that CNN headline. Text messages show Roger Stone discussing WikiLeaks plans days before hack as he testified, as is factual, as is perfectly legal. But they give you that headline to try to imply that I've done something wrong. Sarah Murray at CNN, you should be ashamed of yourself with that headline. You know better. So it is not fun to be on the cutting edge, but I'm a brawler. I'm a fighter. I'm ready. I have broken no laws, and I know that. This is an inquisition, and Robert Mueller is a modern-day Torquemada. He doesn't want to talk about his role in the largest treasonous financial crime in American history. He doesn't want to talk about the fact that the woman on the Mueller prosecution team who is heading the inquisition of Roger Stone was Hillary Clinton's personal attorney in the email case, gave Hillary $5,400, represented the Clinton Foundation. Does she think she will not face justice? Then she doesn't understand our American system. No, this is a witch hunt. Where are the Republicans? Where is their interest in the crimes of Bill and Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama? The president's got this one figured. In Matt Whitaker, he's got a good man. I read that Dick Blumenthal, a man who lied about serving in Vietnam, Senator Hirono from Hawaii, a woman who covered up sexual assault in the case of Dan Inouye, and some other turd non-entity in the Democratic Senate are challenging Whitaker's authority. They don't have any problem with the fact that Robert Mueller's never been approved by the U.S. Senate. Oh, no, that's not a problem. You people are jokes. You're demagogues. You're criminals. And justice will find you.
Thank you for the call, James. And I think the true crime here, Roger, is that the FBI and the CIA or whoever wants to get involved in this Mueller probe, they know there's no Russian collusion, and so they're not actually looking for Russian collusion. They're just sending out the attack dogs and, you know, the hunting dogs out to sniff around and then hope to catch you in a lie. Oh, what sandwich did you eat on Monday, Roger Stone? Well, I believe it was turkey and mayonnaise. And they come ask you a month later, Roger, what sandwich was it that you ate that Monday? Well, I think it was turkey and mustard. Whoa, you said mayonnaise last month. Now you said mustard. You're going to jail. You're going to jail for lying to the FBI, obstruction of justice. And then what does all the mainstream news outlets say? They print up the stories. Roger Stone found guilty in Russian collusion case. It's all a game, Roger.
You're exactly right, Owen. For example, they would say to you, how was that tomahawk steak cooked? And you say medium rare, and they find out it was well done. Aha, we've got you. It's perjury. That's what we're down to. It's pretty laughable.
Now, see, I'm telling you, that tomahawk steak, I'm going to have to just get you that steak and, like, mail it to you or something just so you can get it off your mind.
I categorically deny that I am bringing up the question of steak. I've never brought up the question of steak. I don't know why you keep saying I'm bringing up the question of steak. Anyway, I look forward to enjoying that steak.
I look forward to finally having you enjoy that steak and not having to hear about it as well. And then next
time we're both going to have some great turkey between then and now.
There's no doubt.
War Room. You're on the War Room with Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer, and we have a good time here every day, beating up liberals, exposing the libtards, laughing at, mocking, pissing on the left wing, because the hypocrisy is manifest. Their idiocy is so clear. The phoniness of the MSNBCs, the CNNs, the Ari Melbers, what a jerk. It's kind of satisfying to have a forum in which we can point out how full of it these people really are.
Well, especially now that they're banning us off social media. You've been banned off social media for like 2 years now. You were one of the first ones. But you know what, Roger? In the final 2 minutes here, before you you take the rest of this holiday off to enjoy with your friends and family, you know, you talked about enjoying turkey over the week. You know, Katie Hopkins did a great personal interview with Alex Jones, Roger, and you can attest to this too. You know, everybody attacks Alex Jones and they try to destroy Alex Jones, and they seem to just forget about the probably close to 100 people that Alex Jones employs. And Alex today, we had a semi-truck full of turkeys show up at the office here today because Alex decided to gift everyone with a turkey. Alex Jones has a family here at InfoWars. So when they attack InfoWars and Alex Jones, they attack everything he's built and all the people that he employs that have families, that feed their children, and that send their kids to school. And people tend to forget about that, Roger. They tend to just dehumanize Alex and act like he's some sort of, you know, a beast demon creature, and they just forget that he actually has 100 people he employs. He has a family that he takes care of. He treats his staff here well. He gives them a turkey for Thanksgiving. So, you know, I just think it's sad, Roger, that people tend to forget that, you know, we're people too, and just because you hate me or Alex or Roger because of what we say, you know, there's 10, 20 people behind us making sure that we can get on air, making sure that we get graphics, making sure that we get our sound and everything, and people just forget about them.
Alex Jones is not only a patriot, and he's a man of enormous courage, but he's also a man with a big heart, and people don't know that. And he's a man who's helped many, many, many people. They don't know that either. I'm tired of seeing him demonized like he is some kind of satanic figure, when what he really is a patriot with enormous courage and, yes, a big heart and a great regard for his fellow humans.
And a pretty big voice, too. Very effective. Roger Stone, happy Thanksgiving, Roger. Enjoy the time with your friends and family. Enjoy some turkey. And try to stay out of that Russian vodka, Roger. Could you just if you could?
I'll do what I can.
All right, Roger Stone, ladies and gentlemen, always great to be joined by Roger. He bids us adieu for the week. He enjoys Thanksgiving. We got an hour left, though.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Warning.
This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's one thing that we can prove anytime we go to an event where there's going to be conservatives and liberals or leftists, communists, socialists protesting. If you try to talk to the conservatives or the Trump supporters, the patriots, they're going to be able to have a conversation with you. They don't need to curse. They don't need to lash out, threaten you, spit at you, get violent with you. It's usually a pretty good conversation. But then there's the leftist, there's the socialist, and they pretty much get vitriolic immediately. They pretty much get hateful. They'll spit at you. They'll do anything. This has been proven 100% of the time, anytime you want to test that theory. So Savannah Hernandez, who's one of our newer reporters, went down to the border to report on the migrant caravan down in San Diego. And she's not even using the InfoWars mic flag, but I guess they had it on for a minute. Somebody saw it. Word spread immediately. So immediately she gets harassed. And again, not having the InfoWars mic flag, not an obnoxious blowhard like me, and a brown-skinned female that is now a white supremacist because she works for InfoWars and wants to report on the migrant caravan. Watch what happened to Savannah Hernandez when she was reporting in San Diego.
Okay, so why?
What's your name?
My name's Savannah Hernandez. It's nice to meet you guys.
It's nice to meet you.
Why not? What if I done that? It's offended you today.
You're part of a piece of organization.
Yeah, why are you cussing at a woman like that?
I'll cuss at whoever I want to, bro. InfoWars and you too.
Why? I'm just asking, what have I done personally to you that has...
InfoWars, Alex
Jones. Well, what have I done? I'm trying to show that everyone here, what Trump is doing with the border to secure it, I guess, here. He's got the barbed wire going up in the barriers.
How about that? InfoWars.
Okay, thank you.
Here. Nobody wants him here.
I mean, I'm out here talking, like, you guys are the ones swarming me, so...
Nobody wants the Americans here. We just want the Hondurans that have disease.
We just had a f***ing black guy over here come over and tell us he's hunting f***ing people and gave us a Nazi salute. You think f***ing color matters? You think your people aren't f***ing sellouts too? Check it out.
As they go out here and virtue signal against white people and then say color doesn't matter.
Show everyone what's going on out here. You know what, this isn't a f***ing issue to me as a
Alex Jones.
Y'all
are part of a racist organization, man. A racist organization that furthers the white nationalism.
That's right, man.
Racism is awful.
Shut the f*** up, man. I don't want to hear this. InfoWars. Both of y'all. Y'all both are a piece of shit. I'll cuss at whoever I want, homie. Freedom of speech. F*** your camera. F*** Alex Jones.
You know,
it's all good, bro. It's all good. You can film me all you
see.
Y'all, we are currently being surrounded by people.
You need to expect it, man. Alex Jones gets his own dude.
Would you call
be in Alex Jones' protege, you're going to get it too, man.
Look, you're just You know what? I have to tell you something.
Hey, you know what? This is America, and I'm allowed to have my own opinion.
Please exercise your First Amendment right and tell me that I'm a piece of even though you don't know me.
Did I say you're a piece of
I'm sorry, who did? Oh, this guy, my bad.
I don't give a Alex Jones InfoWars and you too. I don't give a
All right, thank you. I'm glad that this is the America that those migrants are trying to
This isn't America. This is stolen land. This is Turtle Island.
Says the white guy to two people with brown skin.
Phony. Right there, honestly. Talking about
you can't make this up.
For real?
I appreciate your
You guys are the terrorists here, not the people of color.
It's justified.
No, that's what I'm saying.
If I can get on InfoWars talking about
it. Oh my gosh. So there's it's always white liberals trying to virtue signal and tell everyone how to behave. And then and Savannah and our cameraman Drew both happen to have some Hispanic heritage in their background. They're not pasty-skinned white boys like me, and it doesn't even matter. They're still white supremacists. And it doesn't even matter. Our cameraman, Drew, he's not even politically involved. He doesn't even care. He's just a great cameraman who does great work. And they're like, screw you too, dude. He's like, oh, wow, I'm not even allowed to be a capitalist and work hard and make good films because I work for InfoWars, huh? I mean, it's just these people are the most hateful, deranged people. So Savannah Hernandez comes in studio to talk about her experience on the other side. We'll see if she can make it in.
Okay, so why?
What's your name?
My name's Savannah Hernandez. It's nice to meet you guys.
It's not nice to meet you.
Why not? What if I done that? Has offended you today?
Part of a piece of organization.
Yeah, why are you cussing at a woman like that?
I'll cuss at whoever I want to, bro.
Facial recognition, already an integral part of American society and law enforcement.
Welcome back to the War Room. Savannah Hernandez in studio with me. You just saw the video in the last segment. She went down to San Diego to shoot some reports from the border. She didn't even have the InfoWars mic flag, but word spreads fast. Word spreads fast. And so they decided to start harassing her and getting on her case. She couldn't even file the report because they continued to harass her. But that's nice. I think you handled yourself well. I think Drew handled himself well. It's tough. But you know what's funny? I get the feeling that it was only InfoWars that would have received that treatment. I bet if you were out there and it was any other organization, they probably would have ignored you. But what do you think?
No, I definitely agree with that because there were several other news reporters out there. And the people, I guess, that came and started harassing us were reporters themselves. You know, everyone, there's been a lot of things going on with the caravan. People are trying to go down there and get footage about it. So we're all there for the same reason, which was to report on what was going on. So I don't understand why I was harassed when I specifically went down there and tried to do the most neutral reporting possible. Because, you know, that's what I was there to do.
Well, now, the people you're talking about, reporters, quote-unquote, cop watch, I actually met a lot of these people because I was covering the Ferguson riots after the Mike Brown shooting. And, you know, they're anti-police brutality, and they used to be Alex Jones fans back in the day. So it's kind of strange how they flipped now with the whole Trump thing. And I guess because Alex doesn't hate the cops and we want to support the cops, so that they figure now that he's the bad guy. But, I mean, that was your first time going on the road to report. You're still trying to learn the ropes of doing field reporting and everything. I mean, going down there, you're preparing, you're reading all the stories. Did you ever expect that you would have to prepare for that?
Definitely not. And the funny thing is, too, is we had two Uber drivers, three at that point, I think, and they were all immigrants from Africa or Mexico. And they were all talking about how they were anti-caravan and how they didn't think that all of these migrants coming in and potentially wanting to just rush into our country, rush the border and not go through the legal immigration process was right. So that was really the consensus that I was getting. So to get that response from these people, and again, I went there as a neutral reporter. I was standing there talking about how some people are labeling the caravan a humanitarian crisis while others are saying it's an invasion. So my opinion was not interjected into my reporting at all. So for them to come up and start screaming at me was just very out of the blue. And even with my questioning of the people that were there, I was just asking them, you know, what do you think about the caravan? What do you think we as a country need to do better in terms of immigration? And of course, I told one person because they asked, you know, well, who do you work for? And I said it. And of course, word spread so quickly around
the country. You said Voldemort?
Yeah, basically. And I was just so wrong for that. And then they started, you know, dubbing me a white supremacist. And I just like always get so frustrated with that because, again, neutral reporting. I was there because there's a bigger issue at hand. And then that one guy at the end of the video who starts screaming about, he goes, you know, really gay frogs. And I hate so much when people bring that up because it is the most irrelevant thing. I mean,
well, now, hey, whoa. It's not as irrelevant as you might think. Not to digress here, but hold on, where is it? The Texas Tribune just published the story today. I'm sorry, last Friday. Toxic herbicide found in many Texans' drinking water. So as many as 500 water utility systems in Texas have been have found atrazine in the water. That's the chemical that turns the frogs gay. But not to digress on that. But here's the thing, though. You go out there, and it really exposes really the brainwashed mentality of these people. You go out there to report neutrally on the situation. You're not even using the InfoWars mic flag. You're not an effing white male like me, but you're still a racist, white supremacist, bigot, fake news. So it just shows how they've already made up their mind, and it doesn't matter who you are, what you show up to report, or who it doesn't matter. They hate you.
Yeah, basically. And again, you know, a lot of the people that do come up to us and scream at us when we go out and report, they aren't really Alex Jones listeners. They always go back to those basic talking points of Sandy Hook or gay frogs. And that's something that's continuously brought up. And I ask a lot of these people, okay, well, do you listen to Alex Jones every day? What's the last thing that he said that made you upset? And of course, they can't cite anything because they're not actually listeners of what Alex has to say. And you know what? I mean, me, myself, like, I don't agree with everything that Alex says, but I listen to him every single day. And I have, you know, he does really good reporting. And that's like one of the basis of what we do here. And so it really frustrates me when people just come out and feel like they can attack us.
But see, they lie about what Alex says, just like they lie about what Trump says, just like essentially they lie about what you say. I mean, even though they don't know what you've said, they don't know who you are. They just assume that you've said things that are racist, you know, anti whatever. But, you know, I'm looking at this. These guys got in your face. I mean, how the breath had to be awful on that one. I mean, that guy doesn't look like he showered in days. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, no, there was definitely a consensus on the beach that he really did smell so bad. And a group of people actually did come. And even those people at the end, too, they were the first ones that originally came up to me and they started giving me a hard time because they, you know, they gave me the whole, oh, I don't want to be on camera. You need to delete my segment. And I was like, okay, well, this was a live stream. I'm sorry. I came up to you with a camera and asked you if I could ask you a question. And you said yes.
And I think California's first person consent, too.
Yeah, but basically, even they at the end of the video came up and they were like, okay, this is uncalled for. You need to stop. Because even they agreed that these people were just unhinged. And again, going into it, I feel like the more I go out and the more I do reports, the more I do realize that liberal people like this, the social justice warriors of the world, they just take it too far. You can't have a civil conversation with them. And I really feel like they're just doing more bad than good, if anything.
So this was the first time you were on the road. You were probably really excited. You're like, all right, I'm going to go film my report.
Yeah, I was really excited.
And you know what's funny? I don't think I've actually aired an actual report on the border. Just you getting harassed. Isn't that funny? Isn't that how it works?
That's great. Well, you know what? All of the reports are on my Twitter and they've gotten some good views. So I'm happy with that. You gave us that contact over there. So we were able to shoot some reports on everything that was going on over there. And I learned a lot down there. So it was really great to be able to experience that.
So somebody comes up to you and says, Trump supporters are racist. InfoWars are a bunch of anti-immigrant xenophobes, you know, racist. I mean, now that you've actually had to deal with that firsthand, I mean, what do you just kind of think about the general politics right now in America?
They're just very divisive. And of course, I'm not going to take their stance and say that all liberals are unhinged, crazy people who are violent.
Well, those aren't real liberals. Those are just brainwashed communists.
Exactly. But I'm not going to take that stance and label them all of that because I don't truly believe that the majority of people are. But at the same time, I mean, we're seeing a big division in our country right now with politics. Again, the migrant caravan has been a big contribution to that because everyone's always, they just have very differing opinions on what we should do about immigration policy. It's kind of bled into the midterms too with the whole, you know, stricter border control versus like Texas Democrats trying to get, illegal immigrants to check the box for citizenship when they vote. So there's just been a lot going on with this. And like I said, it's just fed into the division. And I think that we as Americans need to take a step back and realize that we are still all Americans. We all still live in the same country. And we need to sit down and talk to each other and maybe change the other person's mind as opposed to being so aggressive and just like foaming at the mouth and to the point where we're just trying to stab each other in the streets. Because that's genuinely how it felt. Just the hatred coming off of this man. It just made me feel very unsafe. And sad that was the state of our country right now.
But how do you explain somebody that says, you're not welcome here. You're an American citizen. You're not welcome here. Oh, but by the way, all these migrants that we have to pay their way, caught smuggling drugs, children, terrorists, murderers, you know, they are welcome here. But you're not. You work for InfoWars. You got to go.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's why I told that guy. I was like, I'm glad this is the America that these migrants are trying to get into because I feel like it is. I mean, a large portion of the people over here, they're advocates for open borders. And then, of course, I mean, look at the citizens of Tijuana right now. The government itself, they're trying to kick the people out because the people are revolting because, you know, even Paloma was telling me, the government is so focused on these migrants that they're not helping their own people who are also impoverished and dealing with crime and all of these things. So, you know, that could very well become us if we put all of our attention onto these migrants as opposed to our own citizens.
It's so jacked up. The United States takes in more refugees than every other country in the world combined. The United States gives out more humanitarian aid than every other country combined. It's time for the countries in Central America to figure their you-know-what out, not us.
Infowars.com/show.
What a great crew we have here. Somehow the crew is picking up the slack for Savannah not being back there.
Thanks. Thank you for that.
So much slack to pick up, too. Tijuana protesters chant out at migrants camped in city. You were just down at the border. You can confirm Mexican citizens, American citizens, nobody wants this migrant caravan coming. It's kind of creating a clash of civilizations. Did you catch much of that while you were down there?
I didn't see much of that when I was down there. But again, we have a source that lives in Tijuana, and she was saying that this is a very big issue over there. A lot of the citizens aren't very happy with the caravan that has come through, and they've been fighting back, telling them to go home, that they don't want them there. Fights have been breaking out. So it's pretty crazy over there right now. And even further, I know that reports were saying that the migrants are planning on all rushing the caravan whenever they amassed numbers as big as 10,000, and that would have resulted in the closing of Port San Isidro, which is a really big port. Over 100,000 people go through that port every single day, you know, to and from work. Wow. So closing that would be very, very economically devastating for San Diego and Tijuana. So that's why there's been so much disruption over there lately.
Well, you have decided to just take on the role here, going live, and you're making the crew print out stories as you're live on air. what was just brought to you here?
Okay, so I saw this morning, and I thought that we should definitely bring attention to it because, you know, it's very important. Mm. So university lecturers are now told not to use caps as it frightens students.
Oh.
So I think that, you know, we definitely...
Ah, look at the headline! It's in caps!
Okay, yeah, exactly. But what happens when people use caps in real life? Yeah, if you could just calm it down with the toxic masculinity.
Oh my gosh, calm down. But now you can't.
Honestly, the white supremacy is just kind of emanating off of you right now. So you need to just calm down.
You're speaking in caps right now. You need to not speak in caps.
Just like a little bit lower.
So this is now going university wide. You're not allowed to use caps for what? Like an email? I don't understand.
Posting? So this is Leeds Trinity School of Journalism.
Oh, it's a school of journalism.
School of journalism. It says that you have to write in a helpful, warm tone, avoiding officious language and negative instructions. So, yeah.
What kind of language was that?
Officious language? How do you say that?
Is it infectious? I don't know. I'm not seeing it.
No, look. How do you pronounce that? Go ahead.
All right. What do we got here? Officious. Yeah. There you go. Well, I just made infocoms at InfoWarsArmy.com, and the whole thing is in caps lock. So I guess that would be banned at a journalism school.
You know what? That's why people think that InfoWars is so aggressive, because everything's always like breaking or like video, and it's just very like in
what?
Face, you know, aggressive. Like,
oh my gosh.
This explains it. This explains why I was attacked at the border.
Actually, you know what's funny about that? That is a technique, though. But that's a technique to get people's attention. Like, when I sent out the email today, I put infocoms in full caps because that's what you want people to see. That's the message you want people to focus on. So it's like, this is just more of the erasing of language and the total destruction of proper vernacular and grammar. And then even in print journalism, they say, oh, don't use caps locks. You might offend somebody. I mean, wow. If you're offended by caps locks, I think there's something else wrong with you.
I mean, people get offended at everything nowadays. I feel like there's not much that you can do that won't offend somebody, so.
You could just shut up.
Yeah.
And just disappear. That's what they'd like Alex to do, wouldn't they?
Definitely. But, you know, you can't even be a brown woman in America anymore without upsetting somebody. So that's the level that we're out at today, folks.
So you probably want to go back out, like, immediately and get more of that, don't you? People yelling at you?
I would like to go back out and actually get reports on what's going on, because again, I think that this is a very important thing that we should be following.
But that is what's going on. People hate you because you exist.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That's why my reports are always so, spread out, because I go out, I get screamed at, I get really frustrated with it, and then I calm down and I kind of forget why I hate going out. And then I go out and I get screamed at again. And I'm like, ah, that's why it's been a couple weeks since I've gone out and reported.
You have to embrace the dark side. Let the hatred flow through you.
No, I don't want there to be any hatred. I just want there to be like, you know, good, happy reporting.
Feel the power of the dark side.
Guess that's not a thing.
You're getting a little frustrated there for a second. You held back.
No, I definitely was. And so going back to our Uber drivers all being immigrants themselves in this country, our last Uber driver of our trip in California ended up being like this white liberal guy. It's 5 a.m. We had just had a long day. And of course, he's like, oh, you guys are from Texas. What do you think about the fact that Cruz won? And I was like, oh, well, I actually voted for him. And he's just like, oh, how could you support the Republican Party as a woman? And I just wanted to tell him, you know, awfully sexist.
As a woman.
Yeah, awfully sexist of you to assume my political opinions based on the fact that I have a vagina. But
hey,
I don't know.
Hey, dude.
I guess.
Dude, did you hear that? She had a long weekend, dude. It was a long weekend.
It was
for
a long
Savannah.
Weekend for me, okay? I was out there with Drew. Indeed. It was just me and Drew. It was a lot of work for two people, okay?
But see, we were talking about this story that I have right here. Where, and I'm going to cover this later on, where they talk about how you have a record number of women that just got elected to Congress. And it's like this big thing, right? Right. Oh, look at all the women elected to Congress. Even though many Republicans didn't get elected and Democrat men beat the women. Mia Love is one example. She's challenging the results of her election in Utah. But Trump appoints more women ever in history to his White House cabinet. I go out at the Women's March and I say this to all the Women's March. And I'm like, you say Trump's anti-woman, he's appointed more women. And they totally ignore that. It's like it never even happened. So Trump appoints more women to his cabinet than any other president ever. And that story doesn't exist. But then you have women get elected to Congress at a record clip. And that's like the biggest story ever. How come? Why do you think they ignore one aspect of a what you could say milestone for women in American politics versus the one in Congress?
Because it has to do with President Trump, of course. Nothing that he does is right. It even goes into, you know, him being a racist. He's done all of this prison reform. He met with several black leaders. He's done so much for the black community. But because it was President Trump, he's still deemed a racist and it's completely ignored. That's the same exact concept with this thing. So, I mean, when we look at the left, when we look at them embracing gender equality and women being leaders and, you know, anti-racism, they truly aren't, I guess, embracing that. Because if they were, they would give accolades to Trump for all that he has done for these people. Because we have seen it out here. If you actually go and do the research, because the mainstream media isn't reporting on it. But if you actually go and look at everything that Trump has done for women, for, you know, ethnic communities, you'll see that he's done a lot.
So you're ready to go back out. We're going to get you back out there. Maybe we'll send you to Portland.
No, I definitely am ready to go out and calmly discuss with all these crazy people.
No, you have to deal with
that,
reality.
You know, that is the reality of it. I feel like I can have I can be as calm
with
as possible.
These people?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you saw me at the beginning of the video as well. Like, I was calmly asking them, what did I do to offend you today?
What would you do? All right, what would you do if you were in Portland and one of these commies dropped trow and mooned you?
I would probably just laugh and be like, white people are so crazy.
Wow.
Like, that's
what if it was? What if it was not a white person though? You'd still say
liberal.
White
liberals are so crazy. Yeah, let's not even make it a race thing.
All right, Savannah Hernandez. She goes out to the border to report on the migrant caravan, and she gets harassed by the. They're for women. I mean, the left is totally for women, and they love brown people. But if you're a brown woman and you work for InfoWars, well, they'd love to see you buried in the sand. So that's what Savannah Hernandez puts up with now. All right, we'll be right back.
Infowars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we had to keep Savannah Hernandez over here because I've just been handed some footage. We found this. This is from Savannah Hernandez about 15 years ago. She was at her preschool. I don't know what to think about this, so let's just play the footage of Savannah Hernandez 15 years ago.
There's just, like, this thing about white people that just makes me be like, they're, like, right there in a pool, and I'm just, like, walking into the pool, and they just give me the death stare, and then I'm just like...
Well, so, Is that really you? Is the crew right? Is the crew fake news right now?
Definitely, because I was way cuter than that 15 years ago.
Oh my gosh. And now she's insulting children.
I'm kidding. That kid's pretty cute.
Take it back.
I agree with her opinions too.
This is great. You have just gotten your first Media Matters article. Savannah Hernandez insults the looks of a young child. Congratulations. That's what we were hoping for today.
Here I am making so many milestones in just 1 week. Can I just thank you? Thank you.
Okay. We're going to take some phone calls here, but I want to talk about the story and get your take on this. So CNN tweets this out on Saturday. We talked to some of the most influential women in entertainment about what changes they hope to see in government after a record number of female representatives were elected in the midterms. Here's what they had to say. And this video, which I'm not going to play for you because I just want to keep things on a good mood here today. I don't want to hear from these Hollywood nitwits. But everything in this video and everything in this tweet is everything you need to know about liberal elitism in America, okay? They decide who the most influential people are. They decide when it's a story that a record number of females were put in any position. They decide what you think and who you worship. So let's just kind of break this down. They say, quote unquote, most influential. Most influential over who? Most influential over what? Who has deemed them the most influential? I don't know who any of these people are. They have zero influence on my life. But CNN says they're the most influential. And the truth is, most people have never even heard of these women. I've never even heard of most of these women. Oh, but they were on the red carpet at a Hollywood event. So, like, they're influential. They're the stars. Like, who is that bimbo? I mean, geez, since when are the unibrows back in? So, but then they say, record number of female representatives. Never once did they ever mention the record number of females that Trump appointed to the White House cabinet. That has never been mentioned ever. Maybe CNN covered it, but I doubt it. So, Savannah, I don't know if you saw this video or if you guys want to just roll the B-roll. I don't know if you recognize any of these women, but, you know, you're a young woman, a woman. They probably think that these are influential people over your life. Does Chrissy Teigen have any influence on your life? Are any of these women influential to you? I mean, I'm being dead serious. Are they? Do you know who these women are?
I mean, I was following Chrissy Teigen for a while because it is really funny when she claps back at other celebrities on Twitter. But she's been getting
very
political.
That's mostly the tequila talking.
Yeah, she's been getting very political lately, and it is kind of frustrating. But, I mean, outside of Chrissy, I don't really see anyone else in that, I guess, video clip who I would say is influential. And then not only that, but like I said previously, I don't understand why so many feminists and women in America preach gender equality. And then, I don't know, I just feel like the fact that we're so happy about so many female representatives being elected, like, it's okay, big deal, like, congratulations. I thought that women were just as great as men, so why is this even a story? And even further, I don't feel like women should be elected to a specific position because they're women. They should be elected because they have the credentials and they're going to be good in that specific role. So, I mean, I hope, if anything, you know, these women that are fulfilling these roles do a good job.
I don't know about you. I'm just sick of Hollywood and the liberal media deciding who and what is influential. And you really want to talk about the influence of Hollywood. It's the moral decay of society. It's the objectification of women. It's the objectification of sex. It's the selling of violence. I mean, you look at all the moral decay in our society. It all comes out of Hollywood. And then these people try to virtue signal us on moral high ground, like they're going to lecture me on how to behave properly, when every movie that they sell to you has sex and violence and propaganda throughout the entire film. And yet they're going to sit here and lecture us. And then CNN says these are the most influential. The only reason they consider them influential is because they go along with the leftist globalist propaganda. Like, you'll notice they'll never say someone like Ted Nugent is influential, even though he actually is. They'll never say anyone like Alex Jones is influential, even though he actually is. They take a bunch of Hollywood nitwits who have no influence on the average American. Most people have never even heard of these people. And they say these are the most influential people. Why? Because they're globalists. And that's all there is to it. Anything else, Savannah, or do you want to take some calls here?
I mean, all I have to say in response to that about Hollywood being a bunch of leftists, globalists, whatever you want to call them, is I completely agree. One of my favorite shows on Netflix is called On My Block. One of the actresses in there, I don't know her name, but she's this beautiful Hispanic girl, and her character is great. Everyone loved the show on Twitter, but it came out that she was a Trump supporter. They found out, and Twitter came for her, and they hoped that her character ultimately got killed off, and people started petitioning for it. And again, this is a great young actress. Her character is awesome, and people are hoping she doesn't come back for the next season because they found out she's a Trump supporter. And I think that that's really awful that, you know, politics just like bleeds so deep into everything, especially Hollywood.
Wow. I wasn't aware of that. So, but it doesn't surprise me. People in Hollywood are getting blacklisted all the time for their political views. Okay. Let's go back out to the phone lines. We've got Jefferson calling in from the edge of the swamp. I'm guessing he's in Southern Virginia. Go ahead, Jefferson.
Northern Virginia. Hey, Savannah. Hey, Owen. When it comes to the White House passes, you know how valuable it would be to have an InfoWars correspondent at the White House every day? He could talk to Brad Parscale directly about internet censorship instead of sending a million letters to the president that may or may not get through.
You know, here's my take on it, because I've talked to Brad Parscale before. I've talked to people in D.C. before. And quite frankly, in my opinion, Jefferson, it doesn't seem to matter. It's all about breaking through the matrix. So say if I went to a White House press gaggle, which, trust me, the last place I want to be is D.C. But let's say I was in there. It would be all about kind of doing what Jim Acosta does, except in the proper manner. So instead of creating a scene and making it all about myself, I would stand up and I'd say, President Trump, what do you think it means for our society that somebody like Jim Acosta would lie about touching a woman, even though millions saw it on camera, and he would still have the nerve to lie? Well, what do you think about a society like that, President Trump? So you'd do what Jim Acosta does by stealing the narrative and creating a narrative, except doing it in the proper way.
Okay. Also, I want to jump in really quick, Owen and Jefferson. There's actually a petition right now, and it is titled Get Alex Jones a Press Pass and Sit Him Next to Jim Acosta. So definitely go and sign that. Share it on Twitter, because, you know, I think that's something that we can all get behind and would be very entertaining for everybody.
Jefferson?
What happened behind the scenes is easily as valuable as what can be confrontational on camera. If you have somebody there every day, he can talk to Sarah Sanders, or she can talk to Sarah Sanders behind the scenes and get messages to the president on a daily basis about what needs to get done.
Well, and look, I'm not trying to insult the people that go to these press gaggles. Some of them I know, most of them I don't know. Quite frankly, though, I think the biggest difference, Jefferson, would just be like, I mean, if you could measure someone's life force, the average life force of the individual in the White House press gaggle is like a 5, maybe, like maybe a 10. If you put Alex Jones in there, he's a life force of a 100. And so just the life force presence just kind of stomps out everything, like all the little nitwits that go in there every day and think they're going to make a headline by asking some pressing question, or they think they're going to get some soundbite out of the president. It's like all about them. It's all about getting them in the news and getting their news organization in the headlines, instead of actually creating a narrative that makes people question the very nature of these press conferences. So I think that would be the biggest difference. You just put somebody in that White House press gaggle that has a life force, you're just going to see all the rats kind of just like die out naturally. Just like they just kind of go away. It's like, oh, wait, were they ever even here to begin with?
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
You were sabotaged by the crew.
Am I live now?
Now you're here. Go ahead. Give it a go.
Welcome back to the War Room, everybody. My name is Savannah Hernandez. I am joined here by my guest, Owen Schroyer. This is my show now, guys. So, you know, welcome in. Welcome in, everybody. We've been giving you guys some breaking news today, and we're going to get back to it. But before we do, I do want to go ahead and give y'all a quick plug because, guys, it's Black Friday this Friday, y'all. It's my favorite time of the year. It's the time when everything in the world is like half off. You know, you got Black Friday, Cyber Monday. I know people save up, you know, all year for this. So go to the InfoWars store right now because Black Friday is already in session, people. Okay, you can get 50% off all of our supplements. And let me tell you guys, okay, a lot of this stuff is really good. I did an ad for Ultimate Female Force and I started taking it. And y'all, my skin is clear, my hair is growing, and look at this skin. It's nice and it's great, okay? So go in the store, go grab some of that. Go get some X3. That'll give you, you know, some great energy to get through the day. Get some knockout if you need help sleeping at night. DNA Force Bodies. I've heard some really great stuff about that, especially if you work out. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, just all great products. I've really been wanting to try our Super Blue toothpaste. I've heard a lot of really good things about that. So maybe I'll take advantage of this Black Friday sale myself and go ahead and get some of that. So definitely go ahead and go to the store. You know, give it a quick scroll through of that supplements page and see what looks good for you guys there. What about you, Owen? What's your favorite thing at the store?
What just happened?
I just took over the show, you know? We needed a little bit more energy today.
Well, we haven't mentioned you can use coupon code WARROOM to get $10 off the brand new InfoWars Hexagon logo hoodie. I do have mine right here. Do we have any models in the crew today?
Yeah, where's Marcos? Can we get him in here, please? Because I need like a 360 spin.
He's bailing.
Yo, it's been real cold in Texas, though. It's been like 40 degrees, which I know is essentially, you know, below freezing for Texans. So go get you an InfoWars hoodie. They're super comfy. You know, especially for the girls, too, like get an oversized hoodie. Just wrap up in that. It's great. Super, super comfy.
All right. Well, there you go. Savannah Hernandez taking over. Why don't you take a caller here?
All right. Let's go to... Oh, the guy that I wanted to talk to is gone. All right, let's go to Rosa in Washington State, who is talking to us about what I'm assuming is the migrant caravan.
Yes.
How are you doing, Rosa?
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, thanks.
Good, good. So I did watch you, was it on Saturday or Sunday? I don't know what day you were live on InfoWars. But I do want to mention also that there's some videos up there, you know, about this caravan. That the first caravan that landed in Tijuana right now, basically, they are waiting for the other two. They're coming already. They're like, they're getting everything, you know, they're getting buses and everything like food, money.
Yeah, actually, Rosa, if you don't mind, I'm gonna cut you off real quick. Guys, do we have the video of the Honduran migrant complaining about her food? I won't play the thing because she's speaking in Spanish. So I'm going to let you talk, but I just want the crew to roll this B-roll while you're speaking, Rosa. So guys, roll this B-roll. So someone's interviewing this Honduran migrant. She's a woman and she gets free food and she's up here complaining about her free food. And you can tell she's already eaten all the food. You can tell that she's already eaten it, but then she shows like the half eaten food and says, "Oh, they're giving us pig food." Well, you're the one that left your country and it's free.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That is something. So I wanted to mention that also that, so basically these people already been told they like carrying like their rights, like human rights or whatever. And they're waiting for these other two caravans and they're supposed to be just invading how they've been invading all these borders from Guatemala and Salvador and like Mexico. They are actually waiting for these 15 people. There's a video up there on YouTube. I don't know if it's already been erased by some reported, independent reporter also, but he said that he was like asking questions to this migrant. And he said, you know why? We're just waiting for these people and we're going to invade just how we did with all over Mexico. So I just want to know what actually is going to happen. I am so worried about this.
Well, Rosa, I think I actually have a couple reports up on InfoWars, my own YouTube channel as well, where I did discuss this. And that is their plan. They're waiting for all of those other two caravans to come through. So again, they can amass those numbers. I think it's about 10,000 migrants overall. And whenever they get up to those numbers, they plan on rushing the border, which again, like I said previously, is going to result in the closure of San Puerto Isidro, which is a very, very big port of entry. So that's why a lot of people are worried, and that's why a lot of fights are breaking out in Tijuana right now. Not only that, but again, those Haitian migrants from 2016, they're still living in Tijuana as well. And so the people of Tijuana know that when these migrants come through, what ends up happening, because they don't get asylum, not all of them are granted asylum, they end up having to stay in that country. Tijuana as a city adopts them. And as we're already seeing, there's overpopulation. The migrant shelters are overrun. So the government itself doesn't really know what they're going to do. Tijuana has also had to ask the Mexican government for $4 million because they can't afford to house and feed all these people.
Well, and the globalists use these Central American countries and these third world nations as basically tools to reshape the world and its geopolitics. If you actually look at the population in Honduras and Guatemala and El Salvador in the last 20 years, I think the number is almost 50% of those countries' population has now migrated to the United States. We're literally absorbing these countries as we give them billions of dollars in humanitarian aid and then also pay billions of dollars to have them come here and be fed and sheltered. And it's all a big tool that the globalists use. Haiti's a perfect example. What happens in Haiti? Huge earthquake. I think a hurricane hit it, totally devastated the island. So what happens? The Democrats, the Clinton Foundation, siphons billions and billions and billions of dollars of humanitarian aid. They build a quote-unquote hospital and a quote-unquote school in the middle of nowhere, unpopulated areas, and then they take hundreds of billions of dollars for themselves, so Haiti never gets rebuilt. They get rich off of it, and then they move the actual people who no longer have a place to stay in Haiti. Its infrastructure totally destroyed. The Clintons rape it for all the money, so it never gets rebuilt. Then they come to America, and now all of a sudden they're sucking us dry here. That's what they do. That is how the globalists use these third world nations as a tool of reshaping geopolitics and a tool of conquering nations. That's what they're doing in America right now. They're sucking us dry, and then they're claiming, oh, look at how racist America is. They want to have a wall, even though they don't mention the hundreds of billions of dollars we get out of humanitarian aid and the fact we take in more refugees than every other country combined. Thank you so much for the call, Rosa. Let's squeeze one more call in here with Savannah Hernandez. Let's go to Nathan in Vancouver. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Hi, Savannah. Dr. Corsi's book, Killing the Deep State, you've got to read it. It is incredible. And I'll tell you why Dr. Corsi's being hounded by Mueller. It's a WikiLeaks text that reads, Russian Embassy Moscow was requested to alert the Russian Federation that FBI Director Mueller plans to deliver highly enriched uranium sample once he arrives to Moscow on September 21st, 2009. No wonder Mueller's going after him.
Well, look, I knew Jerry. I'm not going to act like he's like a great friend of mine, but I got to meet him, have dinner with him a couple of times. We had some heart-to-hearts. And honestly, to me, seeing his most recent reports, Jerry is just a well-meaning guy. He's really a sweetheart, and he's not, you know, an aggressive bullhard like Alex or myself. So, you know, they come to him, and he knows he's innocent. He had nothing to do with Russia or whatever, you know, some election meddling. So he's like, okay, you know, I'll cooperate with you. They grill him for two whole months. He cooperates, and then they find him with some entrapment crime saying you lied to the FBI, and now he's sitting here like, look, you questioned me for 2 months. I gave you everything you wanted. You set me up. And this is all Mueller is doing. So it's really incredible. I don't know if you have anything to close us out here, Savannah, before we go to break.
No, not on this subject.
No, you don't want to talk about the Russian collusion?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, probably not. I'm good on that. I'll stick to the migrant caravan. Thank you.
All right. Nathan, anything else?
I've got my brain force right here and my body's here. The bodies, you crack the bottle open, it smells delicious. It smells like you could put it on your curry or in your pasta. It is an excellent product.
You probably could just pop that little pill and just dust the turmeric and all the other stuff on there. You know, I tried cooking with turmeric before. It is actually, that is tough to cook with. It's a very, very pungent flavor. You got to be very careful how much you put on their bodies. Great supplement, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, thank you, Savannah. We'll be right back.
Infowars.com/show.
Decoding enemy transmissions
so you get the truth. It's the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
At around 9:45 p.m. on Sunday, October 8th of 2017, the Tubbs Fire began in Northern California. And by the time the sun came up, over 1,000 homes were destroyed. Videos and photographs show how this so-called forest fire seemed to spare the wild and somehow jump from house to house. CNN reported that the so-called forest fire jumped to the freeway. Hundreds of photographs show cars with melted trails of aluminum alloys from what must have been an unprecedented amount of power. The average forest fire burns at 1,100 degrees Fahrenheit. Aluminum alloys will melt at temperatures between 1,200 and 2,000 degrees. But many of these cars were nowhere near a forest fire. Some cars were flipped over. The heat must have been intense. Not only was it able to melt aluminum alloy, but consistently, every home that caught fire was leveled to white, powdery ash in less than 12 hours. By October 31st, the Tubbs Fire had destroyed 5,643 buildings. PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric. PG&E was found responsible for 16 of the fires, over $10 billion in damages. All of this while producing $1 billion a year in profits for the Rothschild Investment Group. PG&E warned the public that the fires will not just continue, but will grow larger every season. They warned their investors that future liability will force PG&E into bankruptcy. In June, utility officials told state lawmakers that they needed protection to survive the coming fire season. And on August 31st, California state legislature passed a utility bailout bill to protect PG&E, its shareholders, and Rothschild Investment. At sunrise on Thursday, November 8th, the Camp Fire wildfire began in California. It has all the same anomalies as the Tubbs Fire and is already twice as devastating. Many people are asking the same question. Is this an attack? In 2003, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and General Richard Myers admit to the development of directed energy weapons and microwave technology. In 2017, Lockheed Martin shoots drones out of the sky with an invisible laser beam that burns them from the inside out. The technology exists. The evidence is there. But the motive? Perhaps it can be found in the United Nations Agenda 21, wherein certain areas of the country are proposed to be off limits to human use. It just so happens that these strange California fires seem to all be within the proposed no human use areas. New regulations and insurance policies are preventing homeowners from rebuilding. And meanwhile, they claim it is the new normal and are now claiming it is a phenomenon of global warming. One thing is for certain, the governor of California has already assured that the people will pay for all of the damages. This is Greg Reese reporting for Infowars.com.
Powerful report there from Greg Reese, folks. Once again, Infowars is at the cutting edge. You know, so many times, there's so much noise, there's so much propaganda. People tend to never even hear their own soul, hear their own conscience, hear their own heart, or even use their own eyes. And you just look at what's going on with the wildfires, quote unquote, wildfires in California. I mean, again, anybody who's using their own eyes and thinking for themselves has to question this. I mean, something is going on. And then you look at all the coincidences. So a powerful report there from Greg Reese, and he's going to be working on a follow-up report. And it's going to be even more devastating, folks, because we now have some pretty shocking evidence that this whole thing was planned months ago. That's right. Months in advance, they planned to burn California to the ground. I mean, we're not in Kansas anymore, ladies and gentlemen. You're living in a 007 James Bond movie right now. You better wake up. Something to woo about. A active shooting situation in Chicago has been going on for about an hour. I think it's still considered an active shooting situation. I have not heard differently. A police officer has been shot and is in critical condition right now, receiving care. Still getting details on this, so I'm going to refrain from reporting on this too much because there's details still coming in. Two dead, it's being reported, including the gunman. So this is in Chicago, where they have some of the strictest gun laws in the country, where gun violence is rampant in the inner cities, most of it black on black, but they'll never report on it because it doesn't fit the globalist narrative. But there was the scene outside of a hospital where there was an active shooting situation. And it really, folks, is all about mental health. Oh, man. Oh, gee. You know, these are the mountains. These are the Mount Everest challenges of our time. You know, really, you look at some of the situations that are just dire straits type of things, the fake wars, the invasions and everything. Honestly, most of those can easily be fixed, quite frankly. I mean, it just takes a little will and the right leadership, and you can get done most of the stuff. Hell, we could bring the troops home. We could stop giving arms to Saudi Arabia to kill Yemenis people on the daily basis. That could all pretty much be stopped immediately. There's some other complex situations in the Middle East, may not be so simple. We could shut down having open borders. Pretty simple fix. You could audit the Fed. I mean, there's all these simple fixes, but let me say, fixing the mental health problems in this country is probably the biggest obstacle we face because it's so rampant, it's so deep, it's so programmed, and the people that we want to help, you know, it's like Harriet Tubman was asked, you know, you saved thousands and thousands of slaves. You know, what would you like to save yourself? She says, well, I could have saved thousands more if they just would have known they were slaves. And just imagine that. But that's the Mount Everest of our time, is to somehow traverse the challenge of fixing the mental health issues in this country, which are, I mean, they're now at the very roots of our society. I mean, you saw what they did to Savannah Hernandez down in San Diego. I mean, you see what they do to me, but okay, that's kind of par for the course. But I mean, now they're mooning police officers, spitting at people. I mean, these are mentally deranged people. And it's the same class of mental derangement that end up going and becoming mass shooters. They're on psychotropic drugs. They're brainwashed by the TV. They're taught how to hate and not how to love. And they're filled with bitterness and victim mindset instead of realizing how great they have it in America. You know, there's people that will say, to joke, but, and I'm not trying to be insensitive here, folks, but let's put things into perspective. Like Ocasio-Cortez, first of all, she's 100% set up. She's basically Bernie Sanders with a Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez mask on. And she kind of goes out and does her own stuff, and that's when she sounds like an idiot. But this whole thing is backed by Soros and Bernie Sanders. It's been planned for over a year with the BNC and Democrats for Congress Change or whatever the thing backing her was. But all of these people have been so brainwashed that you just wonder if there's any coming back. And you see it in the streets, you see it in these mass shooters, and they just get used. They get used by propaganda artists. They get used by the pharmaceutical industry. Yeah, pump these people full of drugs. And then they're never held accountable. And the media blames the NRA. The media blames the Second Amendment. You want to blame the Second Amendment? Fine. But if you don't blame everything else before you got to that point, then you're never going to solve anything. And you're just going to create a slave state where the citizens aren't allowed to use weapons. And Eric Swalwell says, turn your guns in or we're going to nuke you. So it's sad what's going on in Chicago, which is just such a great city. But again, it's run by Democrats and gets run right into the ground. Just brutal to watch. So hopefully that's all the fatalities in that situation. Sad. An officer gets shot, a citizen, civilian dies, and the shooter dies. All right. I'll tell you what. We're going to take your phone calls for the rest of the day here. But this story came out of the Texas Tribune last Friday or Saturday. Report: toxic herbicide found in many Texans' drinking water. More than 10 million Texans have consumed drinking water with some level of atrazine, a toxic herbicide, with 472 water utility systems statewide testing positive in at least one detection, according to a new report from an environmental group. The report found that nearly 30 million Americans have atrazine in their tap water and that Texans who live near sorghum or corn-growing areas are more likely to have contaminated drinking water. The story goes on. So anybody who's unfamiliar with this, this is the whole gay frog thing. So atrazine is a chemical used in the herbicides that farmers, pretty much everybody really at this point. In fact, many people that just have home gardens use Monsanto's weed killer Roundup with the atrazine in it and the glyphosates. And you guys look this up, actually. There have been class action lawsuits filed against Monsanto, probably hundreds, if not thousands of them, and they settle out of court every time. So you have people that go around in their home gardens and perfectly healthy, and all of a sudden they start using Roundup, and then a couple months later they start to get numbness in the hand they use to spray, and then all of a sudden they have cancer. And so they say, well, this is obviously from Roundup. I'm going to sue Monsanto. Class action lawsuit comes down. Monsanto shells out, you know, millions of dollars, whatever the case may be, hushes the case real quick. And Monsanto, who funds probably every television cable news outlet out there, never gets reported in the news. You see, that's how corporate media works. Atrazine lawsuit overview. Just one instance, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this is why we sell water filters. And people make fun of us and they say, oh, the gay frogs, oh, don't drink the water, oh, the fluoride's bad. And it's like, okay, yeah, here's the study from Harvard that says fluoride lowers IQ. Here's the study from California Berkeley that says atrazine causes frogs to be hermaphrodites and gay. So yeah, here's all the cancer causing ingredients. Here's the cancer rate skyrocketing. Yeah, there are chemicals in the water doing this. And so they make some joke about it. And then they say, oh, and then you're going to tell me there's chemicals in the water and you're going to sell me a water filter. I'm on to you, Jones. It's like, wow, you cracked the case. We found out there's poison in the water supply, atrazine, glyphosates. We found out it leads to cancer, breast cancer, all of this stuff. And yeah, we don't want to drink it. So we filter our water and then we sell water filters. I mean, wow, what a revolutionary idea in the free market to sell something people need. Oh my gosh. And then the free market, InfoWarsStore.com, has 50% off right now. The Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system. You know, I've already got one of these in my house. This is such a good deal. I might just get another one for an emergency water supply because this is really a ridiculous deal. I mean, $127 for a water filter that would normally sell for $300, folks. Get the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system for your home today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Central here in Austin, Texas. Welcome back to the War Room. You know, I was going to pull the clip. I'm not going to do it, but it happens to me all the time in Austin where, you know, I'm going out, I'm filing a live report or doing a live stream, and they come up to me, they say, oh, gay frogs, you know, whatever. And I say, it's atrazine in the water that's turning the frogs gay. It's a scientific study. Please do some research. And it'll be like a gay guy or a gay girl, or I won't assume their gender, a gay whatever. They say, oh, and they're from Texas. And they say, oh, well, is that what made me gay? It's like, you know, I don't want to be rude. I mean, I don't care if you're gay. It's not my life, but like, maybe. They just found that more than 10 million Americans in Texas have been consuming atrazine in the water. So maybe it turned you gay. I don't know. It's none of my business. I'm just saying, why do we want chemicals in the water that have been scientifically proven to screw with our biology? And what is this? You know what? The left is just insane. I'm not even going to try to reason this. This is just insane. Let me just give you an example here, and I'm going to go back to your phone calls. Look at this. This is... How do these people, I mean, to be such a phony and a liar, I can't even fathom it. Stormy Daniels now claims that politics and Donald Trump have destroyed her career. Now, let me get a crew cam here. Guys, go ahead and give me the crew cam. How many of you ever heard of Stormy Daniels before Donald Trump? Raise of hands. Come on. Let me get a crew cam here. Raise of hands. How many of you ever heard of Stormy Daniels before Donald Trump? Put your hand down, Marcos. You know, you're married. Okay, now, how many of you heard of Stormy Daniels after President Trump? Oh, interesting. So Stormy Daniels, nobody's heard of her, comes out, starts attacking Donald Trump, makes millions of dollars off of her alleged relationship with Donald Trump, sells books, goes on a porn tour called Make America Horny Again, gets over 100 hours of live time on CNN, and then she has the nerve to say President Trump and politics destroyed her career when it's literally the exact opposite. Donald Trump and politics gave Stormy Daniels a career. She was a nothing. I guess she was a big name in the porn star industry. I never heard of her, but now everybody knows of her. She gets to sell books. She gets to market her porn tour on air, and she sits here and acts like she's a victim? Again, folks, these people are nuts. Here's another one of them. Team of Vipers, ousted Trump aide reportedly nabs seven-figure advance for White House tell-all. So here's another example. Cliff Sims, again, here's a guy that nobody's ever heard of, who's now going to make $1 million plus for writing a quote-unquote tell-all book, a former Trump aide. You know what's going to be in this tell-all book? Nothing. But all the deranged leftists are going to buy it because they feel there's going to be some sort of deliverance in there to save them from Trump. It'll get marketed on Colbert. It'll get marketed on Kimmel. It'll get it on CNN, ABC, NBC. All the publicity in the world. No results. And by the way, a BuzzFeed. Bzz, bzz, bzz. BuzzFeed is about to sound like this. Bzz, dead. As it considers mergers, BuzzFeed makes asking for money part of its revenue strategy. So I covered this a couple of months ago when they first started doing it. Now they're just so dire and desperate for cash, they're just begging for money. And guess what? They get pushed by YouTube. They get pushed by the establishment. They get pushed by Hollywood, and nobody wants their bullcrap. And then they say, look at the most influential people in Hollywood. And they push BuzzFeed's bullcrap, and nobody likes it. And meanwhile, you have InfoWars. We get totally censored off social media. We get demonized by Hollywood, and our audience still supports us. And we're trying to expand as they try to stab us in the neck and kill us. Again, but then what do they say? Oh, Chrissy Teigen is one of the most influential individuals in America. What has she ever influenced? A high bar tab? Meanwhile, Alex Jones actually changes the world, and he'll never get credit for being influential. No. He's just a, he's a bad guy. All right. This is an interesting one here. So President Trump tweets this out yesterday. From day one, Rick Scott never wavered. He was a great governor and will be even a greater senator in representing the people of Florida. Congratulations to Rick on having waged such a courageous and successful campaign. Ali Alexander replies, you're welcome. Hashtag stop the steal. Now, I'm going to be careful how I phrase this, but if you listen to the War Room every day, you can pick up on this a little bit from me. But, you know, how long can the Dark Knight be the Dark Knight before the Dark Knight just decides to go away? How long can the Dark Knight be the Dark Knight until the Dark Knight gets tired and just decides to ride off into the sunset? You know, Ali Alexander was paramount in stopping the steal in Florida. Not only did he get the hashtag trending, he went to Florida, he organized, he got people down there, he made it a national news story. Now, is anybody going to give Ali Alexander credit? No. And again, people, I'm trying to phrase this correctly. Because I'm not sitting here acting like Ali Alexander is like crying like, oh my gosh, I want attention. No. He's glad he was successful. The point is, all of these people, Ali Alexander, Laura Loomer, InfoWars, folks, we put our neck out there. We put our skin in the game. And we get no credit. And we get censored. And we get demonized. I'm not complaining. I like being the black sheep. I know our role is the Dark Knight. The point is, you have to understand that it doesn't last forever. Ali Alexander is not going to be around forever. InfoWars is not going to be around forever. Laura Loomer is not going to be around forever. James O'Keefe is not going to be around forever. And if all the great work that these real journalists have done in the era of fake news goes unreported, we don't need awards, but like, I mean, if people don't know the impact that we're having, if people don't know the impact of WikiLeaks, of Project Veritas, of Laura Loomer, of InfoWars, that's how they kill us. They can just erase us and act like we were never even there. We are literally changing the world right now. Chrissy Teigen is at the bar drinking a cocktail, okay? So just remember, when we stop the steal and when we start to change the culture, who's behind it?
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again.
This is The War Room.
With Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at InfoWars.com/show.
You know, of course people want to come to America. It's the best damn country on earth. And you know what? I mean, you know, we're pretty gluttonous. There's no doubt about that. But, you see, there used to be a time on Earth where only a select few got to be gluttonous. Only the royalty got to have a big, fat Thanksgiving turkey stuffed with goodness. But then some revolutionaries had an idea, and they said, you know what? Everybody should have the ability to be a glutton. Everybody should have the right to a big, fat, juicy turkey for their family on Thanksgiving. Everybody should have the right to their own property and to build on their own land. And they called it America. And if they destroy America, there's nowhere else to go. Oh, what? You got a ticket for SpaceX to Mars? Didn't think so. So you better understand why protecting America is so important. You know, I got to say, I made a big announcement today earlier about the InfoWars Army. We have officially launched Infocoms. If you go to InfoWarsArmy.com and you go to the Infocoms section, you click Visit Infocoms, the message forum, the message board, the chat board that we're calling Infocoms is already blowing up. Very excited to see this. InfoWars, InfoWarriors are organizing right now. This is by popular request. You can follow me on there as well. I'll be posting and responding to people there as well. If you sign up for the email alerts at InfoWarsArmy.com, I send out a address every Monday that you can receive if you sign up at InfoWarsArmy.com. But Infocoms is now live. You've got Californians for Trump, Michigan InfoWarriors, Cleveland, Ohio InfoWarriors, Central Texas InfoWarriors, InfoWars Army Houston, Portland, Oregon InfoWars Army Branch, Georgia Warriors Assemble, Wyoming InfoWarriors, Arizona InfoWarriors, Seattle InfoWarriors, Waco InfoWarriors, Fort Myers, Florida, Boston, Massachusetts, Charleston, South Carolina. The list just goes on and on. So I'm very excited for you, the audience, to finally have a circuit board, if you will, where you can communicate and meet up and meet like-minded people and organize events 3D red pilling. They want to ban us in the digital world. Let's rediscover the trials, tribulations, and joys of the physical world. That's Infocoms. The link is at InfoWarsArmy.com. And since it's getting a little colder out there, you may want to get your InfoWars hoodie from InfoWarsStore.com. And if you get it before the month of March, you can use coupon code WARROOM to get $10 off your brand new InfoWars Hexagon logo hoodie. The pullover hoodie with the big Hexagon logo in the center of the chest, or the pullover zip-up hoodie with the smaller Hexagon logo over the heart. Take your pick, use coupon code WARROOM, and get $10 off. That is good for the rest of November. $10 off at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide, part of the Black Friday specials, and 50% off, I mean like half the store, but specifically all InfoWars Life supplements. Okay, let's go out to the phone lines. Badger, is that the honey badger calling in from Amarillo by morning? Go ahead, Badger.
This is Pastor Sam.
Oh, okay, apparently Pastor Sam is now the badger. All right, Pastor Badger.
They used to say I was Instructor Badger status, but that's an inside joke. I am in Amarillo, and there's no steak bigger in these United States than the 72-ouncer at the Big Texan.
Whoa. Hey. Roger Stone might be listening. We don't need to give him any ideas.
Well, he can come out and buy me one. Of course, I'd have to win a bet with him, and he's very seldom wrong in his prediction.
I tell you, you know, he knew they would steal it. I thought we'd stop the steal, but we didn't.
Yeah, you know, the Mexican presidential elect, they stole the election from him in 2006. I believe that he was the legitimate winner back then. There was a huge protest in the Zocalo in Mexico City, and I was there preaching on another team, and it was really something to see. It was
Because you've got caravan intel on the subject here. What do you make now, because the videos are out, the stories are out, Mexican nationals, people, Mexican citizens, you know, they're getting hit with this caravan too. And it's funny because, you know, now that they're getting rejected from the United States and they're having to stay in Mexico, all of a sudden Mexico is all up in arms about it.
Well, there's more to that than meets the eye. First of all, the cartels have blocked a number of roads on the Gulf Coast and shot a number of migrants. Now, you won't hear that anywhere, but the fact is it's true. And that is why the caravan stopped and did not come into McAllen, because the cartels turned them around. And even though these people are, they see themselves as the revolutionaries and as the patriots, and they can turn and become that. It's twisted now, but they're ready to
Hold on, Pastor Sam, I want you to focus on this, because this is actually a key thing for people to understand the psychology behind this. These are activated cells paid for and organized by Soros-led groups, and they have been propagandized, as you said, to believe they are the revolutionaries. They're the ones being sent to take down the corrupt America. They're the ones being sent to dethrone the white man. That's what they're being programmed to think.
I'm going to find out there may be 50,000 of them in Mexico City, and I'm going to go. I have made a major change of plans. I'm going to Mexico City for this inauguration, and the Zocalo may be filled with weaponized migrants. I really don't know what to find. So many people are coming from around the world, though. It's something that I'm going to go and I'm going to cover. And if World War
III, and then they just found a bunch of Bangladeshi nationals in the caravan too. Like what?
God only knows. And the more chaos that erupts, the more of that's going to happen. My sources have also said that they patted a lot of palms on the way up. You know, the Mexican people had a lot to gain from this, because they get paid when these people, they give them a ride. So in little villages, everybody should get out their truck and their bus and fill it up, because they're getting paid in American dollars, by the way. These people are carrying American green cash. They didn't get that out of an ATM in Guatemala.
Well, and they're told that they're told they're part of some NGO or some UN deal, so they're getting paid, you know, via the NGO or the UN. No. It's been traced back. It's all American dollars, either tax dollars or Soros dollars.
It is slush funded beyond belief. Now, we already know that, but what you really asked me about is how the Mexican people are reacting. Well, the guy standing at the border, the Mexican, he's making a lot of money. Just moving people around. But then when they find out that they're going to rape their women, that they're a weaponized flock, that they're not really the cousins that they originally thought, all of a sudden it has gotten violent. And a lot of the Mexican people are armed outside of the cartels. The cartels flatly blocked the roads on the Gulf Coast and opened fire on migrants. And that is why the caravan went back to Mexico City and did not hit the McAllen border.
You know, and people don't understand how powerful these cartels are. I mean, they basically control the elections, mostly with political violence and terrorism, more than anything. I think it was like 170 politicians or people running for office died in the last election cycle. I mean, this is a bad situation if you're in Mexico.
It's insanity. And AMLO, the socialist president-elect, has the two-thirds majority that he needs in the Congress in order to amend the Constitution. So all these people are coming from around the world, and I think a lot of them expect that this is the rise of New Spain.
No, exactly. That's what it is. See, they and look, they're not in a good situation. They're not in America. They're in a bad third world where communists and socialists have destroyed the infrastructure and robbed the country blind. So, of course, they want to come here. But they're being propagandized that it was America that did it, so they have to come here and destroy America. That's what all these people are being told. And you know what? It's
the War Room. Infowars.com/show.
This is the last live segment, I think, for Infowars.com/show live programming until Alex Jones returns this Sunday. We're going to be doing best ofs and reruns and some new exclusive special reports for the rest of the week. Can we get a crew cam shot here. I just got to say, I love this crew. You guys are awesome. Working behind the scenes so hard to make sure that somehow I look good and sound good. I know it's really hard. You guys have the hardest job back there. So big shout out to the crew. We love you guys. They make everything possible, and we've decided to give them Thanksgiving week off. I don't know. Should I come back in tomorrow, actually? All right. All right. They've deserved the time off. So I just want to say, A, thanks to them, and B, also, thanks to everybody that tunes in. Thanks to everybody that supports us. You know, I'm in kind of a unique situation where I'm here every day for 3 hours, but I'm also doing a lot of street activism, meeting a lot of you people, shaking your hands, meeting your families, talking to you, sharing stories, and it really is an honor. And I wish that I could have the capacity to stay in touch with everybody I've met and had good times with and shared laughs and stories with over the last 3 years. But it's great to get to know every single one of you. I get to see some of you more often now. I'm getting to know you a little better. And it is honestly motivational that we can have that success, that I can say, hey, we're going to do an InfoWars Army event, get a sign on Monday Night Football, and then we've got listeners in Kansas that drive all the way to Denver and make it happen. And then they come down to Austin for the Planned Parenthood protest. They give us, this story's on InfoWars.com, they made a bullhorn, and it's just totally decked out in InfoWars swag. It's probably sitting in that office right now. Just, you guys are just the best. You guys are really the best. So, much love. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the best of and the reruns and some of the new stuff we have coming up over the week. And we're going to be coming back supercharged and ready to go. Stay tuned at InfoWars.com. I have a feeling there'll be some live stuff from Alex, maybe myself. You know, who knows what may happen in between now and next week. And again, I have to remind you, take advantage of the Black Friday specials at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off all InfoWars Life supplements. That's all the popular supplements. BrainForce Plus, Super Male Vitality, Alpha Power, The Real Red Pill Plus. The list just goes on and on, folks. Bodies, it's all there. And take advantage of the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System. 50% off as well. You're not going to find a better water filtration system for a better price. It's just impossible. Those sales are live right now. Let's get some more names up on the board here, guys, and I'm going to take these calls real quick. Let me plow through this news. Another study has just come out. This is from MarketWatch. Researchers say Facebook can cause depression. Well, you listen to the creators of Facebook and you read their own emails. They knew it all along. It was part of the thing to demoralize humanity. It's got all kinds of weird stuff. The U.S. knows how to address its drinking problem, but proven fixes are hard to sell. You know, honestly, the problem is we market drinking as like the cool thing to do. And if you're not drinking, you're kind of not in the in crowd. But that's called marketing, and that's totally legal, First Amendment. So they'll never actually attack that issue. This one is just wild. Polyamorous event planner plots world record 1,000-person orgy. Pearl Derriere. That's her actual name. I'm sorry. From Denver, Colorado. She's my age. She's 29, and she wants to have a 1,000-marathon sex orgy. Because she says at least once a month, one person can't fulfill her every physical and emotional need. Oh, my God. So, okay, I'm done. Global warming is alive and well. That's why the coldest Thanksgivings on record are about to be recorded in the Northeast. Got to love that. All right, Archangel calls back in. He wanted to talk about these California wildfires. I wanted to bring him on after I aired Greg Reese's report, but let's bring him on now to talk about this. Go ahead, Archangel.
Hey, Owen, how you doing? Hey, listen, I listened to Greg Reese's story, and it's spot on. I've been following this and looking up stuff on YouTube. There's a recent thing by Lisa Haven, and if you go on beforeitsnews.com and look at the videos there, it shows a bunch of irregularities, okay? And the laser system that was used is called Athena. It's made by Lockheed Martin. It could be mounted on vehicles, ships, airplanes, and satellites. And some other things that nobody brought up so far is that you brought up part of it. If you overlay the maps from UN Agenda 21 now, UN Agenda 2030, of the land they don't want people on, the maps of the fires and the maps of the high-speed rail system planned from northern to southern California, they identically match each other and overlap perfectly. The second thing is there's reports on YouTube that elderly and care homes and nursing homes in many of the regions about a week or two before the fires had mass exercises for evacuations. And when they were done, they were all told to keep 3 days worth of medicine and supplies and clothes ready to go at a moment's notice.
Yeah, and I know that Greg Reese is going to be working on a follow-up report, because I was able to share with him some other intel that I had, and just, you know, some other people's intel that was out there as well. You know, this has all the makings of a Vegas shooting where nobody bought the official narrative. Now, this one is a little tougher, I think, Archangel, because, look, nobody, first of all, really, most people probably can't even fathom that something like this would be a terror attack, or something like this would be some sort of, highly targeted energy, you know, matter weapon or what have you. Because most people don't understand we're not living in Kansas anymore. They're still flopping around on Facebook, with the IQ of a carp. But like with the Vegas thing, okay, people can read the books about the JFK shooting. They can read the declassified documents, how the CIA and the mainstream news covered up multiple shootings. So that stuff, it's easier for people to kind of see now in the 21st century and say, wow, we're being lied to about this. But something with the wildfires, which are not wildfires to me, they're totally coordinated and planned. People just, they can't understand this. But I think we've reached a point, though, where enough people see this and start to open their eyes, you know, maybe they can finally swallow that big horse red pill and say, something else is afoot here in California. Someone is burning that state to the ground, and it looks like the California government is either ignorant to it, incompetent, or even behind it.
Okay, what I wanted to say in addition to that is that it's too strange that cars melted. Glass melts at 2,600 degrees. Fires burn, like Greg said, at normally 1,100 degrees. And how can you have trees and bushes next to a car and a house that was totally demolished, evaporated into almost nothing?
Yeah, exactly. And how does the dew point or the humidity go from 30% to zero in 1 hour? I mean, that's literally impossible. And then how do you have these cars that are burnt, melted to the ground, and then just trees and, like you said, everything around them just perfectly fine? So there's something else to this. We'll see if it makes the same kind of noise like people that realized that September 11th, the official narrative there was a lie, but only time will tell. You know, I'm so sorry to all these cars. Let's take Ken, who's been holding. I'm sorry to the rest. Chris, Charles, Matt, I love you guys. I'm sorry I couldn't get to you. But Ken, finish this out. You got 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. Ken? Go, Ken. Go! We tried. I tried so hard for Ken. I put it all on the line for you, Ken. There he goes. All right. I'll tell you, let's just go Chris. Let's just take Chris. Chris, 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, quick question. Do you know why Jay Leno was fired?
Jay Leno?
Yeah, do you know why he was fired?
Well, I think there's probably a lot more than I know, but I know he wouldn't go along with the leftist globalist propaganda every night, and so he said, I'm done.
No, he actually said he won't support Obama.
He what?
He wouldn't support Obama.
Exactly, he wouldn't go along with the leftist globalist propaganda. He's an independent thinker. Yeah, see, Chris, you're not allowed to think for yourself. That's a thought crime. You let the left and the globalists think for you. Orange man bad. All right. Happy Thanksgiving from the crew, from myself. I hope everybody has a wonderful and safe Thanksgiving, and we'll be back live. Alex this Sunday, me next Monday. Happy Thanksgiving, InfoWarriors.